Welcome to SCOTUSCast, Lies and Military Honors Edition. Thank you for tuning in. On February 22, 2012, the Supreme Court heard oral argument in United States v. Alvarez. The question in this case is whether a federal statute that makes it a crime to represent falsely that one has received military medals or decorations violates the First Amendment. To discuss the case, we have Aaron Street, who is a partner at Baker Botts LLP and who filed an amicus brief in this case on behalf of the American Legion. As always, the Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker. And now, Mr. Street.
Despite the case's title, this is far more than a run-of-the-mill criminal case. Mr. Alvarez was convicted under the Stolen Valor Act, a federal law that makes it a misdemeanor to falsely claim to have won the Medal of Honor and other prestigious military honors. The law was passed in 2005 after a rash of publicity regarding false medals claims by individuals from all walks of life, from office holders to prominent business executives. The United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit overturned Mr. Alvarez's conviction, holding that the Stolen Valor Act is unconstitutional under the First Amendment. The Ninth Circuit reasoned that false statements of fact do not fall within the narrow, historically rooted categories of speech that are constitutionally unprotected, such as defamation, fraud, obscenity, fighting words, and others. Writing for the Ninth Circuit, Chief Judge Kaczynski also colorfully expressed concerns that if this law were upheld, nothing would stop Congress from criminalizing everyday white lies, such as, "I gave it the office," or the dentist's admonition that this won't hurt a bit. For the Supreme Court, this case pits the judiciary's traditional deference to the political branches in military matters against the court's increasing willingness to strike down, under the First Amendment, even laws that regulate low-value speech. In just the past three terms, the court has invalidated a jury verdict against outrageously offensive protesters at a military funeral, laws banning the production of videos depicting animal cruelty, and laws regulating the sale of violent video games to minors. In all of those cases, the court made clear that only speech that has historically been prohibited will be considered outside the protection of the First Amendment. Thus, the court will have to address several thorny questions in its consideration of the Stolen Valor Act. First, are false statements of fact speech that has historically lacked constitutional protection? This is largely a question of how one reads the court's precedents. The government, defending the law, argues that falsity for its own sake is completely unprotected, and that false statements are only protected when such protection is necessary to safeguard otherwise protected speech. Think of the court's high bar for imposing liability for defamation of a political figure. Alvarez, on the other hand, argues that false statements are protected speech, except when the lie causes some direct and tangible harm, such as in fraud or defamation. Second, the court will have to address, even if some showing of harm is required, is the government correct that false medals claims do harm the integrity of the military honor system and harm the veterans who have legitimately won medals by diluting the honor associated with those medals? Alvarez responds that the statute itself, on its face, doesn't require any such showing of harm and therefore is overbroad. And in any event, he argues that the sort of intangible harm posited by the government is not sufficient to impose a criminal penalty on pure speech. Relatedly, the court will have to answer whether it owes any deference to Congress's judgment that false medals claims do in fact harm the military and its honors system. Finally, each side must deal with slippery slope problems of its own. The government faced questions from the court not only about criminalizing white lies, but about whether Congress could criminalize denying the Holocaust or claiming that President Obama is not a natural-born citizen. The government responded persuasively, in my view, that the Stolen Valor Act is limited to penalizing false statements of fact that are about oneself, easily verifiable, connected to a clear governmental interest, and that do not threaten to chill protected political speech. This would leave protection for white lies and exaggerations that are either unverifiable or do not concern the government, as well as protection for speech about politically or historically contentious topics. The court was also concerned about the implications of Alvarez's position. What about the myriad federal laws that make it a crime to lie to a federal agent or to impersonate a police officer. Statutes that themselves do not expressly require any harm. Also, what about the much older 1923 law that makes it a crime to wear a fake military medal? The message of wearing such a medal is precisely the same as the false verbal claim to have won the medal. The court was justifiably concerned about invalidating such a long-standing law. Ultimately, I believe the court will rule narrowly to uphold the law on the grounds that the government suggested. I do not expect the court to make any categorical statements about whether false statements of fact are protected. Rather, as the court has done in past years under Chief Justice Roberts, the court will rule as narrowly as possible, most likely upholding this law, but giving very little guidance in the future about how false statements of fact will be treated.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUS Cast. For more episodes of SCOTUS Cast, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at www.federalistsociety.org/multimedia.